Well, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. This little story in today's gospel reading and the parables that we've been talking about over the past few weeks don't leave me with a warm, fuzzy feeling, because they raise some questions that sometimes are uncomfortable to answer. And today is no exception, because it raises the question, dare I say it, stewardship, money, oh dear. Now we are in deep water. It's a long time until April 15th, and I don't mean to bring up anything unpleasant, but April 15th is coming when we render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. It's also the day the Titanic sunk, and it's also the day that Lincoln was shot. Bad things happen on April 15th. I hope no one was born on April 15th for you today. No. Someone said that death and taxes may always be with us, but at least death doesn't get worse every time Congress convenes. Well, most of us don't enjoy paying taxes, but we do it anyway because that's part of the price we pay for living in this country. Now, the people in Jesus' day despised the people to whom they were paying taxes, the Romans, because the Romans occupied their land, and they were imposing taxes upon them. And so you see in this question the dilemma of Jesus. Loaded question. Tell me, dear Father, dear Lord and Savior, these guys are smulting, you know. Do we pay taxes to Caesar or not? Well, if he said not, then he's in trouble with the Romans. If he says we do, then he's trouble with the Pharisees. So you can't win. Except he did win. He didn't fall into either trap. And he said, well, whose picture's on that coin? And they said, Caesar's. He said, well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. It sounds very simple. And that's no rocket science. Someone said rocket science is not science at all, it's engineering. But I won't argue that point. Anyway, Jesus said, we render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But the other part of that, which we don't put a lot of emphasis on, is we render to God what belongs to God. And what belongs to God?
Everything.
You got it. Everything. Everything belongs to God. But we pay taxes, and we don't worry about too much about that. And we joke about our government, and certainly it needs some improvement, but I wouldn't trade it for any other at this point. Now, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's not a problem, but render to God the things that are God causes us a little hesitation. I think one of the reasons is that in our culture, we have become more increasingly materialistic. And Christ, by the way, never said that money was evil. He said, the love of money is the root of evil. In other words, it's okay to have our toys. I have my golf cart, Dennis has his golf cart and his clubs, and we all play golf and have fun, and it's okay to have that, but not to dominate our lives, not to be something that takes the place of God in our life. Someone said in Sunday school class, well, we don't have idols, but yes, we do, don't we? Because money is a big idol in our country and worldwide. What do you read in the newspapers? People are protesting all over the world about money, about status. Well, money, the worship of money is probably the most widely practiced religion in our world today. But it can kill you. John D. Rockefeller learned that years ago. He drove himself to be a success, and by the time he was 23, he was a millionaire. By the time he was 50, he was the richest man in the world. By the time he was 53, his hair had fallen out, his eyebrows, his eyelashes, and he had become like a mummy. He was dying. And one night he had a revelation. He came to grips with his life, and he became aware that what he was doing was killing him. He was committing suicide. And he discovered that rather than hoarding his money, he began to give it away to persons in need. Therefore, the Rockefeller Foundation and other hospitals and research facilities and mission work, and eventually his contributions led to the discovery of penicillin and to the cures for malaria and diphtheria and tuberculosis. And at age 53, Rockefeller learned to live by the principle of giving rather than getting. And he altered his life dramatically, and he lived to the ripe old age of 98. In the movie, Oh God, which features George Burns, which I love, George Burns and Oh God, the movie mentions the idea that God didn't give Adam and Eve clothing because had he given them clothing, they'd want pockets. And if they got pockets, they'd want money. And so George said that's the reason they didn't get any clothes. Well, beloved, this morning and all the fun we're having, the first thing to realize is that everything we have, everything we are, everything we hope to be is first and foremost from God. And we say to God, oh yes, in the right one liturgy, we say, love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our being. And we say, yes, we will. Yes. Love you with all our heart, which reminds me of a little story, which I will close with. I have to have a story. About a king who was dying. And he needed a heart transplant, and he was beloved. Everybody loved this king. And there was great concern throughout the kingdom, and people gathered around the castle, and they were screaming and waving their hands, take my heart, king, take my heart. And the king didn't really know what to do. Who do I select? He said, an idea came to him. He said, well, what I'll do is drop a feather off the balcony, and wherever the feather lands, that will be the person who will give me their heart for the transplant. And so he told all the people, and sure enough, he was up on the balcony and had the feather, and he dropped it, and it floated down. And people were still screaming, take my heart, take my heart. With one difference, they were leaning their heads back and blowing the feather back up. Take my heart. Well, we don't have much choice when it comes to paying taxes, but We have to be willing to give God our all, too. Our minds, our hearts, our beings. Because you see, God wants and deserves the best from us. And when the love of God permeates our being, is filling our being, then we find rendering to God easier and, more importantly, certainly more enjoyable than rendering to Caesar. And in the weeks ahead, very soon, we will have a stewardship campaign. He's talking about money again. And I want you to remember today's gospel reading when it comes time for us to make our pledge to St. Catherine's for the work of God. You are good stewards. We have done well through these months, and we come now to the time when we welcome a new rector. Praise God. And we will continue to be good stewards in this place. God bless you all, and thank you very much. Amen.